forsooth, adverb, archaic. In truth, in fact, indeed. Now used in derision or to express disbelief.
Hi. So you don't even want to be here, Monica.
I never want to be here.
Like at home?
Well, around you.
Well, you made a mistake a year ago.
I sure as hell did, but you know what? Cake.
That was good cake.
That was really good cake.
Cake!
And it wasn't a lie.
Right, so welcome back to the Forsooth Podcast with Monica and Eric. Two suits when you can trust.
And when you can't.
Hey. But there's not three of us.
There might be three of us.
No, there aren't. That's weird.
You need to learn to count.
I don't see anyone here but you and me. So, starting off...
The ghost of your grandfather.
He's been dead for a very long time.
Yeah, and his ghost can still exist. We're not talking about ghosts, though. We're talking about a really cool trailer that was released this week.
The only thing cool about that trailer was the music.
Well, I mean, you really do like music, but that was a pretty interesting trailer.
Oh my gosh. We're talking about The Good Dinosaur, Pixar's newest foray.
It's Disney and Pixar.
I have to say, quite possibly the worst character models ever.
Really? Like, that's what people said about Cars and Planes and all the other Pixar weird shit movies, where it's always like, is this going to be Pixar's first worst movie ever? And then it's always awesome.
The thing that I have to say is that the dinosaur and the caveman and all the creatures, they look horrible, but the actual design for the surroundings, the area around them, is amazing. Like, the level at which they spent time on their surroundings, it's almost as if Pixar was using this as a advertisement or a practice reel for, like, the History Channel or, like, the Earth biopics. Like, oh, look.
We
could do amazing jobs doing surroundings of Earth if you need that for any. Like, are the people at Pixar trying to opt for new jobs? look what we can do with this. Don't worry so much about the shitty dinosaur. Focus on the
ground. It's supposed to be cartoony.
But when I first started watching it, I immediately thought, oh, so they filmed real surroundings and they're putting creatures onto the footage. I'm like, oh no, that's just really good animation work. Why is the dinosaur so shitty?
Well, it's supposed to be really cartoony. Like, did you see how giant its eyes are? It's supposed to be a dopey-ass dinosaur.
It's upsetting. It's, like, upsetting how horribly it's made.
I think it's supposed to be reminiscent of...
Shit?
What the fuck was that thing? The sloth from Ice Age? It's supposed to be, like, reminiscent of that kind of...
Different company.
I know it's a different company, but, like that kind of idea of like, the stupid... retarded dinosaur is being like the stupid, and then like that little tiny, where are their parents? That's what I want to know.
No one
the
cares.
Dinosaur's parents abandoned it, and also the caveman kid's parents abandoned it, and then at the end of it they are like howling like wolves. Was the cave baby raised by wolves? And if so, why isn't it with his pack?
Oh, it's the worst trailer ever. The only thing good about it was, like I said, the background and the music. The whole time I'm going like, this is a shitty looking dinosaur. Animated characters are horrible. The backgrounds are amazing.
You just hate on everything.
I honestly feel like it's like two people set up to make a movie. The people doing the surroundings, people doing the characters, and no one talked to each other. And then at the end, the production company was all like, you know, we've put all this money into the work, we might as well just put them together.
No, I mean, think about it like, if you had it be super cartoony in the background, and also super cartoony for the character design, it would take away from the movie, because there would be so much cartoony, and it would just be really distracting for everything.
No, I'm sorry. It already takes away from me to the point where I'm watching the trailer, and I see the background, how well it's done, and I think, what the fuck were they thinking?
Yeah, you also hated Wind Waker, and I love Wind Waker.
It's a shitty game.
It is not a shitty game.
It's a shitty premise. It's a shitty... detour away from the beautiful graphics they did, and
they admitted it
because they immediately went to Twilight Princess and away from that shit.
They were originally in Wind Waker. They were originally supposed to have graphics like Twilight Princess, but they went toward the cel shading model,
which was shit.
It is not shit. It is shit when you look at the comparison of Twilight Princess graphics versus Wind Waker graphics. That's a totally different design entirely. And
one is good and one is bad.
It does not take away from the storyline.
Yes, it does.
How did you ever play any games as a kid?
Because that was the best that they had at the time.
How did you ever enjoy Oregon Trail?
Because it was the best that it was at the time.
Do you still enjoy Oregon Trail?
I don't play Oregon Trail anymore because I live in the 2010s.
The 2010s?
Yeah, we'll have a cool name for this decade.
The 10s?
Ugh. Look, I'm just saying that the graphical work on the good dinosaur is so different from its background to its main characters that it just feels distracting. I'm upset watching the trailer. I'm not going to sit through the whole movie. I'm not going to put myself through watching two different things happen at the same time and wonder who the hell thought it was a good idea to hodgepodge these two together.
But you're not distracted by shitty graphics in other movies?
Name a movie.
Pixels.
I didn't watch that shit.
Okay, well, I take it back.
I personally live in China, and I wasn't allowed to watch Pixels.
No, the China actually unbanned video games.
Yeah, they unbanned video games.
They unbanned video games entirely. Hooray, good news, everybody. China is no longer banning video games. Awesome. We can go to China, we can play all of our games.
Yeah, but at this point, video games are kind of like dying out in the market. I mean...
Oh, no, they are.
I'm trying to say, I mean, no one plays video games anymore.
You were literally half an hour ago playing Dragon Age.
I wasn't. I was sitting there reading a book, because that's what everyone does these days. Hear that, people in China? You guys are so behind. You're doing video games now. We're back to books, man. You're like those people in like the Middle East doing like discotecas, and we're all like, oh, 30 years ago. Like 30 years ago.
Was that 30? That was not 30 years ago.
Disco?
Disco was in the 70s.
It's 40 years ago.
Yeah, learn the math.
Well, I want to point out that the 70s lasted to 79.
Still not 30 years ago.
That's pretty close.
Okay, close enough.
35 years ago.
Close enough for politics?
35 years ago, they stopped doing it.
Close enough for politics.
Hey.
Learn to math.
You learn to math.
So, you're totally fine with Pixels, though.
No.
And China is not.
Again, I said I live in China, and so I didn't watch Pixels because it was banned.
Well, the movie wasn't banned in China.
I want to point out something real quick. Going back to the topic of video games, do you really fucking think people in China weren't playing video games?
Well, China banned video games.
Yeah, just like we banned drugs. Just like during the Prohibition, we banned alcohol.
It might be the same as Prohibition. It is not the same as drugs.
I was trying to say, right now, there's probably like 10 people in China, they're all like, fuck, now what am I going to do for a living since I'm not selling black market video games?
And the Chinese Yakuza selling black market video games?
They're called the Triads. What is wrong with you?
What is wrong with me? I'm sorry, I'm not up to date on my gang names. What the fuck is wrong with you?
It's like an age-old tradition of just, like, families and people doing things in these countries and criminal organizations. And you called it the Chinese Yakuza? The Triads are going to be coming for us!
Oh, I hope so.
They kill you. I live in China. I love you, China.
Well, they are our new overlords.
That was a couple times.
That was a couple times back. But, you know, bringing it back.
No, don't bring it back. But
they did ban parts of Pixels.
So you mean I still watch part of Adam Sandler just like phone it in? I actually was talking to a friend of mine, and we were watching Click, and I was sitting there going like,
why were you watching Click? It's an awful movie.
Stop. No. That's the thing. The premise is bad, but Adam Sandler's acting in it is actually pretty solid. It's really good acting, like sorrow and depression, and he put his heart into it. You can tell he put his heart into it. Whether or not he was good at it, he still put his heart into it. And everyone panned Click. And I'm starting to think that might have been like the beginning of the end of Adam Sandler's attempt to try. Like when they're all like, your movie's shit, Adam Sandler. He's all like, oh yeah? You think that shit? I'm going to give you 20 years of shit. And then he's going to remake Click. And then he's going to put it back out there on the market and be all like, so Click was shit? That's fucking gold now, motherfuckers. Compared to the crap I did for the last 20 years.
Adam Sandler, if you listen to this, please do not do this.
Please remake Click. I love Click. Your acting in it was great, Adam Sandler. Even though it got panned, it was just the premise.
No.
Please remake Click before Christopher Walken
don't
dies.
Don't listen to him. He's an asshole. Don't remake Click.
You can put it straight to Crackle. Like Joe Dirt.
Crackle. Yep. Okay, if you're going to remake Click, put it straight to Crackle. Because nobody uses Crackle.
Don't even, like, rename it Click 2 or Click Part 2 or Click B. Just retitle it exactly Click and put it on Crackle and don't tell anybody and see if they can pick up the subtle differences.
Oh my god, you're such a troll.
Like, how awesome would that be?
The major difference is going to be any of the technology in that movie. Literally all of the technology in that movie.
Yeah. And it'll be like, you'll be watching and you're like, oh, this is, I don't remember this scene from Click.
Well, and the remote control wouldn't even be necessary since most TVs nowadays have the option of using your hand.
It'll probably be an app on the smartphone.
A smartphone app. Click the smartphone app instead of you finding a remote that does, like, miracles and makes boobs bigger. What you're able to do is get your smartphone and you're like, I don't remember this app being on my front screen. And then you click to open it and it's like the God app and you can, like, turn people's boobs bigger because that's all that movie was about.
Click.
It didn't work, Eric.
Click.
Nope, they're not bigger.
Click.
Not working.
Click.
Nope, getting closer isn't working. Let me take that from you and let me try. Click.
Yep, it got bigger.
You're gross.
That's inappropriate.
You're gross.
So why did China censor parts of the shitty movie Pixel?
You know, I don't even know why.
Was it Peter Dinklage? Was Peter Dinklage an affront to the Chinese nation?
No, what, because he's tiny? No,
wow,
you're racist.
That's racist.
No, you're racist.
He went to tiny?
You're racist. Little person. Anyway.
Wow.
No, that's not why. And I don't really know why, because it's not like we singled them out, because we're destroying the Washington Monument as well. But the reason that they're saying is that they're being a little sensitive about the Great Wall of China getting destroyed amongst other, you know, national treasures being destroyed by the pixels.
Would you really call the Great Wall of China a national treasure? It was a wall that was built to keep out horsemen that was built and finished too late when the horsemen were no longer attacking.
Sorry, the South Park thing.
And stop taking down my shitty wall! And the people that, I mean, like, they're like, oh, we built half of it, and the Mongolians are gone, and they're no longer
attacking. Goddamn Mongolians!
Goddamn Mongolians! So let's finish building this wall, I guess, right?
What are you even talking about?
I'm talking about how it's not a national, like, monument or a treasure.
It's monument.
Just a shitty long wall.
No!
That served no purpose once it was finally finished.
I thought you were from China.
I am, and I agree that the Great Wall of China is a shitty wall.
It's a shitty wall.
It's a great shitty wall.
You're not a Mongolian.
Goddamn Mongolians, stop breaking my shitty wall.
No. Because, if it was the only one, if we were only destroying stuff in China, then fine. But we're destroying our own stuff, we're destroying other companies.
And China's only, like what, 98 years old? I mean, their wall?
Wow.
The Great Wall of China's only 98 years old.
Yeah, I thought you said China was 98 years old.
Well, I mean, like, there's some people in China that are 98 years old.
Well, yeah, there are some people, but
look, the Great Wall of China's only, like, 98 years old, right?
I don't know. Probably. I think it was, like, 1916 that it was starting to be built.
You're so bad at this.
I am bad at this. I'm so bad at this. Look.
I
happen to be a kick-ass accountant.
No, you're not.
I'm just quoting off of my Arctica.
So the reason why I brought up the 98 years is that, do you think you can teach an old dog new tricks?
Is that trick rolling over and playing dead?
Well, I mean, if you had a dog that was 98 years old, not
holy
like 98
shit, like
canine years.
In, like, people years?
Do you think you could teach that dog to do
that? No, because I think that dog would be a skeleton.
I took it to a dark place.
You took it to a dark place. No dog doesn't live that old. Nope. Hardly any person lives that old in China. They live to be old in China. They got, like, recipes for shit.
So Converse, apparently, I didn't believe this when I saw this, but apparently Converse has been around for 98 years.
What?
Yeah. And apparently Converse has finally released their first change to the Converse shoe.
To their Chuck Taylors?
Yeah. You know what that change is?
Comfort?
A cushioned sole.
No, yeah, comfort.
I just remember I really
liked the way they were before. It was just flat. I was one of the only people that liked that.
The only reason I liked the Chuck Taylor was because it allowed me to walk around barefoot without actually being barefoot.
Yeah, exactly. The cushion sole is nice for when you're running and doing stuff like that.
No, I'm trying to say, like, the cushion sole is very important on a day-to-day. I mean, if you don't want to have, like, fucked up feet.
I don't have fucked up feet. You don't have fucked up. Do you know who has fucked up feet? Ballerinas. Ballerinas have fucked up feet.
You got fucked up feet.
You got fucked up feet.
I'm not fucked up feet. I got huge feet.
You got a fucked up face.
Oh, that's just me. Hey, maybe in 98 years I'll change it. Wow, Converse. Would it be behind the times?
Does that mean in the 1920s, Converse was making shoes?
Apparently.
In the 1920s?
Apparently.
Were they making, like, super fucking awesome-looking dress shoes? Because I think that's all that people wore back then.
I imagine poor people were wearing Converse. And they were made of plastic.
Well, plastic bag Converse with a little star on the side.
Like a Sharpie star.
A Sharpie star. Did they have Sharpie back in the 1920s?
Maybe. Don't look at me. Maybe it was called, like, El Sharpo at that time.
El Sharpo?
I don't know.
Did it come from Mexico?
Probably. Look, Converse, make a new shoe. Like, just an entirely new shoe.
No, keep it the same. I love the Converse. I love the Chuck Taylors the way they were before.
Oh, they're so stupid looking.
They were so comfy.
Only hipsters wear them.
Well, I am a hipster.
Oh, and the flip-flops.
Apparently. You hate my fedora. I
hate everything about you.
Well, you made a horrible mistake a year ago.
Did.
But that cake was delicious.
Hey, you know who else is making a horrible mistake?
Who else is making a horrible mistake?
So, do you think it's a good idea to make a sequel for a movie and then announce a sequel to the sequel?
What?
Jurassic World. The sequel to Jurassic Park. That basically says, like, 2 and 3 never happened.
Was it actually a sequel?
Technically. Jurassic World was a sequel in which supposedly Jurassic Park 2 and 3 never happened. But, so...
Wait, what was Jurassic Park 2 and 3? I don't remember those movies.
It's the one where the snarky guy goes back and he...
Jeff Goldblum?
Jeff Goldblum goes back and he has to save his girlfriend because anyone would believe that Jeff Goldblum has a girlfriend. And then the other one was when the snarky scientist guy had to go back and
what
save
was that
a kid.
Sam something?
Sam Neill.
Sam Neill.
To go back and save a kid. Because you know how much he loved kids from the first one.
Yeah, didn't he threaten to gut one like a fish?
Yeah.
Wasn't there a fan theory saying that was the kid that was...
That was like 5 times ago. What's wrong with you?
I have no memory of any of this.
Oh, you're so horrible at everything.
I'm too drunk when I do these.
My only thing I have to say is that, like, hey, Hollywood, go get new ideas.
There are no new ideas because Simpsons did it.
Look, I'm just tired of seeing sequels and remakes and shit. Just make a new movie.
Well, isn't this movie going to be coming out in, like, 2 years anyway? So you have plenty of time to complain about it.
You know what's a great time in history where we didn't make movies from, about, or, like, talk about, or, like, even, like,
the Golden Age of Cinema?
Huh? No, we made movies about the Golden Age of Cinema during the Golden Age of Cinema. You know what we didn't really cover? The Dark Ages enough. We should make more movies about the Dark Ages.
We covered plenty of shit about the Dark Ages.
We could do like 80 movies about the Dark Ages.
There are 80 movies about the Dark Ages.
There's like 2.
There's not 2. There's like several. Minimum.
Monica, you're full of shit.
You're full of...
You're full of shit.
You're the one that has brown eyes.
You're full of shit that you would go into the forest and poop in the forest.
No. That was that other guy. That 73-acre fire cyclist had to poop.
Tried
to destroy the evidence because there's not enough poop out there.
I want to tell you right now
that
you ruined the entire way of telling the story. I want to give you the chance to stop and try again from the beginning.
No.
Because I honestly can't follow what you're trying to say right now.
The cyclist.
Okay. There's a cyclist.
There's a guy that was on a bicycle.
Okay.
He's riding his bicycle.
And where?
He's riding it in a forest.
Okay, you're doing great now. Keep going.
Okay, great. Okay. So
what happens?
So the cyclist is riding his bike through, and he's like, ah! And he can't totally make it to
the
porta potty.
We've all been there.
Yeah, he's like, why? Who would not put plumbing in the middle of this forest?
Does the cyclist poop in the woods?
He poops in the woods, much like the Charmin bear uses a rabbit to wipe his asshole. But instead of a rabbit, it's a piece of toilet paper because he apparently carries toilet paper with him when he goes bicycling through the forest. But I guess it's kind of smart.
Who doesn't?
But you know what's not smart is the fact that he felt the need to cover up his poop by lighting it on fire. So he lit this toilet paper on fire and an ember came off of it in some weird way. He tried to put out the fire and couldn't get it out. didn't have a way of contacting the fire department or the Rangers.
They didn't want to.
Or didn't want to because of embarrassment. But he came forward, so I guess that was kind of nice.
After he burned down 73 acres
of forest. Because a man's got to poop.
That's not a little amount.
That's
a lot of acres.
Okay, moral of the story? Let your poop sit where it is.
Moral of the story, don't be a cyclist.
Don't be a cyclist? No. No. Moral of the story, never take toilet paper with you anywhere.
Moral of the story, just smear your underwear.
Moral of the story, do it like they used to do in the Middle Ages. Use your left hand. You wanted more shit about the Middle Ages, Eric.
Yeah, that makes sense. Alright, well, you know, the really funny part about this is that, you know, there's a $250 fee for lighting a fire or something in the forest and causing a fire.
Right, but that's pretty low. I don't know if that's for causing an actual forest fire. But I think that's for unintentionally setting fire.
Here's where they're going to get him. There's a provision within the law that states that he would be responsible for any costs if they want to pursue them against him for the actual fighting of the fire.
So he has to pay the fireman.
He has to basically pay what the county had to pay for hiring the firemen. It's going to be in the thousands.
That's going to be steep.
Like I'm probably talking about like multiple digits in the thousands.
Well, you know, the firemen and policemen are always hurting for money because the city doesn't pay them enough.
I got to point out
that. So they're probably going to be like, yeah, what do we make? Like 30 grand each a year? Let's multiply our hours a little bit more and have those figures because
firemen and police officers are so well known for padding their figures. That's accountants. Yeah. Moving along though, I honestly don't believe this guy is going to be able to pay off that amount because, for goodness sakes, this guy can't even afford a car.
Well, I don't know if it's an afford issue. I think it's just a health issue. Like a general, I like to not become obese.
The guy is bicycling through the forest with toilet paper. He sounds like he's homeless.
I just want to point out that homeless people don't generally have bicycles and toilet paper at the same time. They have to kind of pick one or the other. And they're more likely to camp.
That is so short-sighted to be.
No. They're more likely to camp near places instead of hiding out in the forest.
The gentleman's hobo does all of those things.
The gentleman's hobo
has a bicycle.
When you say gentleman's hobo, paper. I picture a homeless person with
a top hat.
With a top hat
and a monocle.
No, the top hat is like
the can open.
Yeah,
the can open top hat
on the top, so it's like peeking up like a can.
Yeah, someone can open it.
Yeah. And the monocle has got the crack in it, but he wears it anyway.
And then he's got like a fishbone on a plate.
Yeah.
And because
now I'm picturing like a Looney Tunes hobo, he's got like the clown nose and the makeup.
Well, that's from the sunburn and booze. I mean, so it's like it's
booze. I thought the gentleman's hobo didn't use all of your donations for booze.
Well, he is very gentlemanly about the fact that he receives your donations, but he uses it all for booze. But that's not the point. The point is that a gentleman's hobo would camp out in the woods, and so this man is most likely a gentleman's hobo.
Except
gentlemen hobos don't normally set fires that burn down.
No,
like
gentlemen hobo would use their left
70.
Hand like a fucking boss.
Wow. Well, I don't know about that.
Well, yes, they would. And they would go out there, and if you were mean to them, they'd shake your hand with their left hand.
Look, if we don't.
Would you like a chocolate pretzel?
If we don't.
That's my point. Would you like
God
a chocolate pretzel?
If we don't talk about Walmart, we'll never get a chance to.
Okay.
So, Walmart.
Chocolate
pretzel. Oh, God damn it. Walmart teamed up with Even Flow, which is a band, right? Even Flow.
No.
Don't know the lyrics to this.
You're thinking of Everclear.
Even Flow? They make a song at Even Flow?
Even Flow is a, you should know this, is a company that makes baby shit.
Baby shit. So like chairs?
Like chairs.
And like seats.
And like bottles.
And like baby shakers?
And baby shakers. Where you put in your baby and you shake him up.
Well, I don't know the company, but I know what the company did. They built a car seat that I guess somehow communicates with the car, and they're selling them at Walmart. And the general idea is that when you turn your car off, if you've left your baby in the car seat and the keys go out of the car, a loud beeping noise comes saying, hey, there's a baby here!
Because your baby is just as important to you as leaving your car lights on.
See, you're looking at this from a different point of view. You're looking from this point of view of the fact that this is like a really stupid item that it's not helpful.
I'm looking at this like it's going
to... That it belittles the actual ideals of the child.
I'm looking at this like it's going to promote the idea that, oh, it's okay for me to totally forget my baby places because I've got this device that reminds me if I'm a bad parent.
Okay. But see, you're not seeing it the way I'm seeing it. The way that I see it is that as a person who has driven a child around, that has had a child in the car seat, that is the last thing you do when you get out of the car. You turn the car off, you step out of the car, you open the back door, you unlock the child, you pick the child out of the car.
Unless your child finally has gotten old enough to do it his own damn self.
And in this scenario, you're going to have to deal with going out of the freaking car as you're trying to like hurry up and take the car seat off. And you know what happens? One of the main people, reason people drive their child around in their car, like late at night, is because the soothing motions of the vehicle puts the baby to sleep. Well, guess what, parents who are trying really hard to get the baby to sleep? Fuck you. Beep an alarm sound. Wake that baby up. Fuck you.
But, well, I guess that could be kind of a
problem?
A problem.
Or a
big
problem.
I'm sure that there's a way to turn it off, but if there is a way to turn it off, then what's the point in having it in the first place?
You know what babies love that really keeps them calm and at peace?
What's that?
Loud screaming noises from cars.
Well, it works when I scream at little children in restaurants who are noisy.
No, it doesn't. It makes their parents get angry, the child cry, and then I have to go to court as a character witness.
Well, that's not what a
Monica
said.
Monica, you're banned from Chuck E. Cheese.
I'm banned from China, too, apparently.
Well, not yet, but if you attack the Great Wall of China, you will be.
Well, I'll just get on that this week, and you'll hear about it next week.
I wonder if Adam Sandler's banned from China,
though. I hope he's banned from multiple locations, especially the internet, where he can no longer make click remakes.
You shut your face. It's going to be the greatest thing ever.
No, it will not. It'll be the worst thing ever. There's going to be an app on the front screen of his phone that says, click, and he's going to be like, what do you mean, click? And then the first thing in his mind isn't, there's malware on my fucking phone. I better get this looked at. It's definitely, I'm going to open this motherfucker. And then instead of it being an app that allows him to control boob sizes, it's actually malware. That would be fun. I would watch that movie. And it infects all of his friends' phones, so it sends it off to their contacts.
You ruin everything. Ruin everything.
I make everything better.
Hey, well, join us next week when I'll have my new wife joining us for the podcast.
You can't divorce me yet.
Her name is Meryl.
We have to get our 1-year anniversary cake.
Her name is Meryl, and she's very sweet, and she makes her own goddamn cake.
Not like that one.
Huh.
We need that anniversary cake.
Yeah. All right, thank you all for listening to the Forsuit podcast.
Thanks for keeping us here forever.
Forsooth Podcast is a trademark of Five Fire Monkeys Entertainment. Forsooth Podcast is brought to you by Five Fire Monkeys Entertainment in conjunction with Pop Culture University. No badgers were hurt in the recording or producing of Forsooth Podcast. If you or anyone you know was offended by this podcast, please contact your local congressman.